Okay, so we've made it to our 3:10 session. Hopefully, everyone got a fresh cup of coffee or beverage. So, this session is about our medical staff. It's a very intriguing title. It says, "Where have all the medical staff gone? Why are they going? And what are the effects of a decreased force?" And our two speakers for this session, first is Kathy Poppett, who will be here hopefully momentarily. She is a partner in the Austin office of King & Spalding. I think we all know Kathy. She focuses on healthcare regulations, transactions, administrative law, and litigations. She does a lot of operational assistance for clients in their daily operations, business transactions, and assessing the applications of regulations to their everyday business practices. Our other speaker is Hillary Young, who is a partner with Joy & Young, also in Austin, Texas. And Ms. Young also practices in the regulatory licensing and administrative areas of health law, and she is board certified in health law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. She advises institutional healthcare providers on compliance with various state and federal laws, including EMTALA, and defends providers in government surveys and administrative enforcement actions. And with that, I think Hillary's going to get us started, and we will have Kathy join us shortly. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Carolyn. So Kathy did the heavy lift on our slides, and she entitled it "The Vanishing Medical Staff," and at the moment we have the vanishing co-speaker, but she had a call she had to go to, and I'm assuming that she's stuck on, some high-level floor waiting for, oh, she's here, waiting for an elevator. Yep. Elevator number four. Avoid it. Avoid it. No worries. We're just getting going. All right. So we now have our speakers, but we can't promise you that we can bring you more nurses or medical staff members. So, we're going to talk about that problem. And how many of you had hot water this morning? Ooh, I don't see every hand up. That's scary.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay. All good. Yes. Thank you. All right. Here I am.
So.
Okay.
Why don't you?
Oh, I am
Are you
all
ready
good.
to frame
I
us?
am all good. I am now so energized. I am like full of energy, okay? I'll never forget the woman with the Selena t-shirt on that was in there, and she was like hyperventilating.
Oh, no.
Anyway, yeah, poor thing. Anyway, all right. So, first of all, I want to say that I'm going to use as kind of an example, a touch point, something that so my mother, who's perfectly fine, she's okay, but we were recently in the hospital. She was recently in the hospital for like 5 days, and I was there with her. Spent the night on that lovely fold-out chair. That is wonderful. But anyway, and so a lot of it, this was like 3 weeks ago maybe, and a lot of it really emphasized a lot of the points that we're going to talk about today and some of the things that we saw. So if you'll indulge me in letting me talk about a personal experience that I think was very, us healthcare lawyers, anytime we go to the hospital, we go to the doctor, whatever, we're like, oh, well, what about this and what about that? And you're looking at all the different things that happen and you're wondering about compliance. So I thought it was interesting. So we are talking today about the significance of the healthcare and staffing shortage. So how significant is it? And so,
Where are you? Right there.
Yep. So,
this is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so sorry. So we're going to talk about the significance of the staffing shortages, the causes of those shortages, implications, some of which are less obvious than others, and some possible solutions. And we're going to have this as more of a conversation between the two of us than, my talking and then Hillary talking or whatever, sort of some back and forth.